Winters sent the first platoon to the left, the second to the right, clearing out the houses, one man throwing grenades through the windows, while another waited outside the door. Immediately after the explosion, the second man kicked in the door to look for and shoot any survivors. Tipper and Liebgott cleared out a house. As Tipper was passing out the front door, a locomotive hit me, driving me far back inside the house. I heard no noise, felt no pain, and was somehow unsteadily standing and in possession of my M1. The German rear guard was bringing its pre-positioned mortars into play. Liebgott grabbed Tipper and helped him to a sitting position, called for a medic, and tried to reassure Tipper that he would be okay. Welsh came up and got some morphine into Tipper, who was insisting that he could walk. That was nonsense. Both his legs were broken, and he had a serious head wound. Welsh and Liebgott half-dragged him into the street, where I remember lying at the base of the wall with explosions in the street and shrapnel zinging against the wall above my head. Welsh got Tipper back to the aid station, being set up in a barn about 20 meters to the rear. Mortars continued coming in, along with sniper fire. Lipton led 3rd Platoon to the intersection and peeled off to the right. There were explosions on the street. He huddled against a wall and yelled to his men to follow him. A mortar shell dropped about 2 meters in front of him, putting shell fragments in his left cheek, right wrist, and right leg at the crotch. His rifle clattered to the street. He dropped to the ground, put his left hand to his cheek, and felt a large hole. But his biggest concern was his right hand, as blood was pumping out in spurts. Sergeant Talbert got to him and put a tourniquet on his arm. Only then did Lipton feel the pain in his crotch. He reached down for a feel, and his left hand came away bloody. "Talbert, I may be hit bad," he said. Talbert slit his pants leg with his knife, took a look, and said, "You're okay." What a relief that was, Lipton remembered. The 2 shell fragments had gone into the top of his leg and missed everything important. Talbert threw Lipton over his shoulder and carried him to the aid station. The medics gave Lipton a shot of morphine and bandaged him up. Malarkey recalled that during this tremendous period of fire, I could hear someone reciting a Hail Mary. I glanced up and saw Father John Maloney holding his rosary and walking down the center of the road to administer last rites to the dying at the road juncture. Maloney was awarded the DSC. Winters got hit by a ricochet bullet that went through his boot and into his leg. He stayed in action long enough to check the ammunition supply and consult with Welsh, who tried to remove the bullet with his knife but gave it up, to set up a defensive position in the event of a counterattack.